All the documents composed by Abraham Lincoln during his one term in Congress are now available online, but there's still a lot more to go.
Because he's the president during the Civil War, he has so many documents coming to him and there's so many issues that it's a fairly extensive corpus of materials to go through.
That's Dan Worthington, project director at the Papers of Abraham Lincoln. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, September 8th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The president of the Peoria Firefighters Union said the multiple rounds of cuts to the fire department in recent years are putting the city at risk. Tim Shelley reports.
Ryan Brady is head of Peoria Firefighters Local 50.
If public safety is a priority for the elected officials within the city and their number two objective is a safe Peoria, how in the world do people think people are going to want to come here and live here and build houses here and start families here when you don't feel safe in your own neighborhood?
The Peoria City Council voted Tuesday to cut 22 firefighter positions, many of which were already vacated, and two engine companies. Brady says the firefighters union was shocked by that decision.
We were under the impression that it would be one fire engine closed, you know, 11 personnel reduction, or 11 firefighters eliminated, not two and 22.
Brady says those decommissionings would further increase response times for the Peoria Fire Department, which is now considerably more lean than fire departments of cities like Springfield, Naperville, and Aurora.
We run more fires than they do. We respond to more alarms than they do, but yet their staffing levels are higher than ours. It doesn't make sense. The math that we're trying to figure out doesn't add up.
The council votes decommission Engine 20, which serves far north Peoria, as well as Engine 4 on the south side. The cuts are likely to come up for further discussion at council again tonight. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Bradley University is reporting 18 new cases of COVID-19 among the campus community in the past week. The one-week positivity rate is now 8.3%. Bradley University President Stephen Standford says diversity and inclusion are one of his major ongoing priorities. He says the first step is fully defining the problem. And the Peoria City Council will deliberate over its budget woes again tonight. Among the items on the agenda are a potential new police and fire protection tax. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The head of a long-running effort to make the life of Abraham Lincoln more accessible to the public says they have reached a new milestone. The Papers of Abraham Lincoln Project has added over 500 more documents to Lincoln's online record to make it complete through his one term in Congress. Project Director Dan Worthington tells Charlie Schlenker the latest documents come from Lincoln's early political days as an aspiring Whig. During this time, Lincoln becomes a married man, a father, and moves from state to national politician. Worthington says those early professional papers, including the first reference to his famous House Divided idea, show Lincoln's worldview.
This is in 1843, and he is looking to unify the Whig Party. There has been some confusion in the Whig Party and some opposition into the Whig Party to the method for nominating members to serve in positions in the state. So the Whig Party favored a more process by which a convention would select the candidates to serve in both Congress and in the state. There was opposition in the state Whig Party to that position of using a convention as opposed to using the old caucus system where the party leaders got together and selected the candidates. So Lincoln was on the side of using the convention, and so Lincoln is using that metaphor to urge the Whig Party members to get behind the convention process so they can have a united front in battling the Democrats in 1843 and 1844, and they do succeed in that.
What do both references in the later speech and in this letter suggest about Lincoln's worldview?
Well, Lincoln is, I believe, a consensus maker. He is a conservative to a moderate person, generally speaking. He is very much interested in preserving the union and preserving unity and finding consensus within the party and with the country. So Lincoln's worldview is that extremes are dangerous, either very, very, very right-wing extremes. In this instance, that would be Southerners who want to secede from the Union, who want to break the party system down in the 1840s, that are clamoring to expand slavery. He's very opposed to that view because he thinks that's disunifying, but he's also very opposed to the radical view that slavery should be abolished in the 1840s, and he's opposed to the abolitionist view that if the slavery is not ended, the country should be broken up. He is trying to bridge this gap between the very radical segments that are in the country at the time, and that's what he also does in the House Divided speech in 1858.
The Lincoln Papers Project has been going on for a long time, but it's a huge life and a huge person. How many years have you yet to go, do you think?
We're probably looking at another 20 years to complete everything. Now, that sounds like a long time, but this is a fairly traditional thing that has happened in projects that are dealing with presidents, like the Adams Papers, John Adams Papers. They're looking at a 2043 completion date. George Washington Papers, 2054, and they've been going since the 1950s. So we've been going since 1985, and of course Lincoln has a big life, and Lincoln is, because he's the president during the Civil War, he has so many documents coming to him, and there's so many issues that it's a fairly extensive corpus of materials to go through.
Lincoln Papers Project Director Dan Worthington says Lincoln got about 1,700 letters a month during his presidency. Other documents recently digitized by the project include the marriage certificate for Lincoln and Mary Todd and a brief message that is Lincoln's first known use of the telegraph. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.